4 people, as we heard earlier, have been killed in road crashes in Donegal and Dublin over the past 24 hours. 2 people died following a 2-car crash in County Donegal just before midnight. Also yesterday, a woman driving in her 80s died in a 2-car collision near Enfield in County Meath, while in Dublin, a motorcyclist in his 20s died following a single vehicle crash in Finglas. Gardaí are reporting that 109 people have died on Irish roads this year. That's an increase of 17 on the same time last year. Let's speak now to Northwest reporter with Nuaic TG Cathair, Alva O'Monacoin, who's at that crash site in Donegal. Alva, 2 people in their 70s died in that collision where you are in Donegal this lunchtime. What's known about what happened?
Very little at the moment, Rachel. We know that the 2 people, we understand that they're from the same family, 2, a man and a woman in their 70s, and they had been travelling in one car which collided with another car. The occupant and the driver of the other car was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment for non-life-threatening injury, but serious all the same. Area where it happened is just at the bridge, beyond the bridge on the Lurgy River at the bottom of Kilvacrain and town, and relatives and local people and neighbours have been gathering in the last while, in the last 10 minutes or so. Both vehicles have been taken away by recovery vehicles, and the forensic examination has been completed at the scene, at least. So the road has just opened in the last 5 minutes or so. But people here that we spoke to since we arrived this morning are in shock about this accident that happened shortly 10 to midnight last night. And I understand that the road was slightly wet, but not heavy rain last night in the area. But just as a taste of how people are feeling, this is how a local councillor from the area, Pádraig McGarvey, spoke to me over an hour ago.
This is an awful tragedy that happened last night here on the Kilmacrenan and Termon Road. The family would be well known in the area. The community here in Termon, Kilmacrenan, are deeply shocked and saddened, and it's a big loss, and it's also a bereavement to another family on the roads.
That was Councillor Pádraig McGarvey. Alva, as you say, it's a small community, but Donegal is also a county that's witnessed more than its fair share of road deaths over the years. What have people been saying to you about road safety in general?
Well, as it happened, that is right about Donegal, unfortunately. But as it happened, this road and the town of Kilmacrenan is on the main N56 road. It's a very busy village, with no bypass, only a small bypass around a housing estate on the outskirts of the town. Not very well known by people who would go on the main road, but everybody uses the main road, the N56, which goes downhill through the village, as Donegal people may know. But the usual speed limit for a village is enforced there, 50 kilometres per hour on both sides of signs on both sides of the village. But there is a dangerous junction here, but it is some 100 yards away from where this accident happened. And I know from talking to local representatives that safety issues had been raised at meetings recently as last Monday, I believe, but they do pertain to this particular junction in the middle of the village. And this accident before midnight last night happened at the bridge just at the bottom of the village. It is on a bend which is not sharp, so the traffic, the road conditions would have been slightly wet, but the 50 kilometre zone is in place there. So it is a very busy road, but we don't really know how busy it was at 10 to midnight last night, and we don't really know what else happened before the accident.
Alva, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon from Donegal. That was Alva O'Monacoin of Nuaic TG Cathair.